Hi, I'm Carl Azus. You know, we think Fridays are awesome, but for the 4,229 people aboard the Carnival Triumph cruise ship, this Friday probably seems especially awesome, because hopefully by now they're all off that ship. On Sunday, the ship lost power in the Gulf of Mexico after a fire in the engine room. Tugboats eventually came out to help pull the Triumph into port in Mobile, Alabama. But that has been very, very slow, and when the passengers finally get off the ship, their nightmare may not be over. One doctor said conditions on board after the fire made the ship a floating petri dish. If that sounds kind of gross, that's his point. No power means the toilets stop working. Raw sewage can be a major health risk, and we've heard reports about it sloshing across the floors and running down the walls. No power means food starts rotting. Spoiled food can lead to E. coli or salmonella. There haven't been any reports of any kind of outbreak on the ship, but the doctor says a full-blown infection might not show up for a couple weeks. So would you consider cruising again after going through something like this? On our Facebook page, Mason said, sure, that was just one very unlucky cruise. Joseph and Unique both said, no way. Reese would consider taking another cruise, but not for a very long time. And Cora's opinion, if it happens again, it would definitely be something to tell your grandkids. Remember a week or so ago when we talked about an asteroid that would fly by the Earth? Today's the day. Scientists are sure it won't hit anything down here. But what about up there?
This is 17,000 miles away. Now, if you're watching on Dish or DirecTV, your satellite is 22,000 miles away. So, yes, there are some Earth satellites here around the ring. The moon is far away. The moon is 10 times farther away than what this thing's going to fly through our geosynchronous Earth orbit. So is there a chance of it hitting something? Yes.
A chance, sure, but it's not too likely. One analyst said other objects pass through the same area every day. They don't cause any problems. This asteroid is a lot bigger than those, but that also means it's easier to keep track of. So scientists have a better idea of what it will, or more likely will not, hit